You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Some sad news to share. Our colleague Carl Schmidt passed away yesterday. Carl started his broadcasting career at WHA Radio in 1941. He worked at WPR for 75 years. A few years back, he was inducted with good reason into the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. And you're going to be able to hear Carl's voice for the next several weeks as he reads from Driftless on Chapter a Day. To learn more about his life and his remarkable career here at Public Radio, visit WPR.org, and Carl will be missed. Coming up here on Central Time, today marks the 46th anniversary of Earth Day. We'll speak with environmentalist Tia Nelson about the day and about her father who founded it. First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. This week, Governor Walker said he'll support Donald Trump should he become the GOP presidential nominee. Walker also chimed in on the end of a John Doe investigation into the troubled state youth prison, Lincoln Hills. And in the world of Wisconsin high school athletics, a proposal aimed at making things more competitive was rejected. Rob Menser joins us every week at this time to recap the top state news stories. He's storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me back.
Well, Governor Walker had endorsed Ted Cruz, of course, before the Wisconsin primary. Didn't really directly answer the question of whether he'd support Republican nominee Donald Trump should that come to pass. He has said something about that this week. Can you talk us through what we heard from Governor Walker about candidate Trump?
Yeah, this was the week that we learned that Walker is not a never Trump guy. He said this at a press conference in Wauwatosa for the first time in quite so straightforward a way that he will support the Republican nominee no matter who it is. A reporter followed up with the obvious question, do you realize that that could mean Donald Trump? And Walker said, yeah. So it's a weird place that we're in, right, where this is what you would expect a Republican governor to say, and any other year it would hardly be like worth even saying anything about, but because of the way that Walker positioned himself with sort of the anti-Trump forces, endorsing Ted Cruz but also explicitly endorsing him in such a way as saying that Cruz is the one with the best shot to stop Trump, it makes it actually newsworthy that Walker states that he would prefer the Republican candidate to a Democratic candidate for president.
It's been kind of a difficult history between Governor Walker and Donald Trump. I mean, when Governor Walker dropped out of the presidential race, he didn't say Donald Trump's name, but he said, hey, everybody else, most of you should drop out to line up against the front runner, which was
Donald
Trump. Yeah,
the current front runner, and offer an alternative vision. It was hard to parse who he meant by that.
Yeah.
And you know, in a lot of ways, people said that Trump's appeal directly undercut some of Walker's strategy in the race. So yeah, he had personal as well as political reasons.
And Donald Trump threw some elbows at Governor Walker while Walker was in the campaign, and after Walker endorsed Ted Cruz here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, though always in a sort of Trump fashion, he's a nice guy.
Right. And nice guy, his state's a disaster, and so on. And by the way, he's on my short list of vice presidential candidates.
Yeah. Which is another thing that Walker has definitively ruled out, I believe.
Now, Walker did predict this week that the Republicans will go into an open convention. I want to talk a bit about Wisconsin's delegates. A lot of states, if there's not a majority in the first round, the delegates become free agents. Not so here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, this is sort of the thing that everyone's trying to parse out, as it looks unlikely that even with giant victories in sort of the Northeast that Trump is going to end up with an outright majority to sort of win the nomination on the first ballot. So it looks fairly likely that that the process at the Republican National Convention will drag on a bit. And so a lot of places what happens is you do the first ballot, nobody wins a majority, and so then all the horse trading begins. And you try to figure out who delegates are going to vote for on the second ballot. This week, Craig Gilbert of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the USA Today Network Wisconsin took a what I found fascinating dive into this. And Wisconsin turns out to be much stricter than many other states in keeping its delegates bound to the candidate that their congressional district vote for. So Gilbert talked with delegates from the 3rd Congressional District and the 7th Congressional District, which both went for Trump, even though the, you know, Cruz won the state, there are a couple of congressional districts that went for Trump. Gilbert talked to guys who said, yeah, I don't support Trump. I didn't vote for Trump. I don't want Trump to be the nominee, but they will not be released until Trump releases them or until a candidate wins less than 1/3 of the ballots. So they're pretty stuck, whether they like it or not, being Trump guys at the convention.
Talking to Rob Menser from USA Today Network Wisconsin in our weekly roundup of Wisconsin news. Governor Walker also mentioned this week the John Doe investigation into potential abuses at the state's juvenile prison, Lincoln Hills. This John Doe investigation just expired. What did the governor have to say?
Yes. So last year, the Republicans passed a law limiting the use of John Doe probes. These are the secret investigations that prosecutors use often to investigate official wrongdoing. And that those limits were in response to the idea was that prosecutors had gotten out of control during John Doe probes of Walker's own campaign activities. So, what you know, you can debate whether that was a true perception or a political perception, but the new limits were widely understood as sort of a retaliation for that. So, one part of the law's limits is that it forces any John Doe investigation to be shut down after 6 months unless the prosecutor goes before a 10-judge panel to get it extended, and it had been 6 months for this John Doe probe of Lincoln Hills, the youth correctional facility in Lincoln County, and so it's over. Now they say it doesn't have a substantive effect. In fact, the prosecutors didn't ask to extend it because now the FBI is now sort of taking the lead on that investigation. But still, it's the first case that we can put our fingers on that shows a concrete effect of the new law on John Doe.
And finally, Rob, a story from the world of high school athletics. Members of the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association, or WIAA, there have been some controversy there lately, but they voted down what was viewed as a competitive equity proposal this week. So what was on the table? What were people looking to do there?
So this is really interesting. This is the second time that that they voted down this proposal. There was no discussion whatsoever at their annual meeting on this. Though last year this competitive equity thing had been a huge flashpoint and emotional hours long debate. But this year it voted down, but only narrowly. So here's what it is. Basically, this is all about how private schools are classified when they compete with public schools in sports. The WIAA began admitting private schools in 2000, and a lot of people have noticed that there are certain private schools that have won a whole bunch of championships since then. Private schools are 17% of the WIAA. They've won 50% of girls' soccer state champions, more than 1/4 of championships in girls' basketball, and there are a lot of other sports where these private schools seem to dominate. So the idea of competitive equity is that they would be classified not just strictly based on their student enrollment, but there'd be some kind of a multiplier. So they might end up, the private schools might end up competing with slightly larger public schools, but the hope is that it would make a more level playing field, if you will.
As we wrap up, Rob, this voted down this time around. It's probably going to come back, though, isn't it?
It's definitely coming back. It was the vote, first of all, was fairly close, 53% opposed, 47% in favor. That's closer than last year. And the executive director of the WIAA stated at the meeting that they've hired a consultant that's going to do a survey on the issue across a bunch of school districts. That's going to start, they're going to start meeting in May and complete a survey, they say, by the fall. So I think we can certainly expect to hear more about it. And it may be, it's hard to know how it'll go, but it may be a developing idea.
Rob, thanks as always.
All right, thank you.
That was Rob Menser, storytelling editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin, based in Wausau. He joins us each week at this time to round up the top stories from around Wisconsin.